June 22nd, Chris Kilala. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. When things were good, Chris Kilala worshipped God. When things went wrong, he had to learn what to do.
When pain paralyzes you, hang tight to the truth you know. It can hold you up. Chris Kilala sat down limply. Out of habit, his arm reached for his guitar, propped against the couch where he had left it earlier that morning, when life was beautiful and full of hope. His calloused, practiced fingertips automatically formed chords, and he began to strum. Hoarsely, barely above a whisper, words describing a great and loving God came from his swollen throat. The words seemed ironic at first. The darkest time of his life hardly seemed like a time for praise. But as he sang, he felt life and hope returning to his downcast soul. Earlier that day, Chris and his wife, Alyssa, nearly 9 months pregnant, had driven to a prenatal appointment. The sun was already out, and the spring day promised to be warm. Once in the office, the doctor performed several tests on Alyssa. Then they heard words from the doctor that hit them like a brick. "I'm sorry," said the doctor, with real sympathy in his voice. "There is no heartbeat." They could only stare back, dazed. The doctor told them to go home and process. He would set up an induction to deliver the baby later that afternoon. Still trying to register the news, Chris helped his wife off the exam table. They held each other and sobbed. Just days ago, his wife had laughed, feeling the baby's kicks in her womb that now was still and quiet. The reality of their baby's death slowly sunk in. More tears flowed. They walked out of the exam room with their minds and hearts in turmoil. How did this happen? God was good. He was merciful, kind, and always loving. These things were still true, right? On the drive back home, Chris kept replaying these truths in his head. As a worship leader, he had sung about these truths in front of thousands of people. He was as practiced in them as his fingers were when they touched guitar strings. But now, in this moment, he felt frozen with a horrible choice. Would he choose to believe the truth? Belief, real belief, required action. And he felt tired. Too tired to hold on. It would be easier to let go of the struggle to believe a God who, in this moment, didn't seem good. But could he just let the storm of his grief and doubts wash away every tower of truth he had built? When they got home, Chris called some close friends and family to come over. He stood in the living room, listening to his pastor pray intensely over his wife. Chris was in awe of the boldness of those prayers. He realized now was the time for his choice. He walked over to his wife and took her hand. Together with the little group, they began to proclaim God's deep love in song. They sang about how God always stays the same, no matter the circumstance. In this dark hour, Chris's response wouldn't change either, no matter if it was life or death. No matter if it was perfect joy or deep sadness, he chose faith in the one who holds it all in his loving hands. He ran to find refuge in the strong tower of God's promises and worshiped him like he never had before in his life. A few hours later, Chris and Alyssa were once again driving to the hospital. The sun was still out, warmer and stronger in the late afternoon. Soon they were set up in a hospital room and the painful process of labor and delivery began. Chris held his grieving wife's hand through it all, praying and worshiping their Lord. At last, the doctor handed them a little wrapped bundle. They held their lifeless, beautiful child, who was now safe in the arms of Jesus. And they were too. On earth or in heaven, Jesus was their only hope and life. In an interview, Chris shared, "Eternity's real, and I want to anchor myself in eternity. Even though circumstances here on earth change, or there's mountains and there's valleys, God doesn't change. I want to anchor myself in that truth. Chris ran his rough, guitar-trained fingers lightly over the baby's head. He didn't think he ever would have been prepared for this day, but the truth and promises of God he had filled his soul with were the strong roots that held him in this storm. Chris said, "We're going to worship. We're going to still proclaim those things that we've proclaimed all our lives, that God is good, and He's our healer, and He's faithful." Chris chose to stand on God's word during these hard times. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Matthew 7:24 and 25 says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on the solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock." What truths are you standing on to help you through the storms of life? Are you in the middle of a storm? Run and find refuge in God's truth and promises. When pain paralyzes you, hang tight to the truth you know. It can hold you up.
A365 Men, my name is Jason Holland, and I lead a mission organization called Joshua Nations International. Wow, what an incredible story. This actually happened to my wife and I a number of years ago. We also had a stillborn and had to go through the exact same process. I was moved to tears as I was listening to the story from Pastor Chris. I think that all of us find ourselves in difficult circumstances on occasion, and sometimes such painful situations of tragedy shake us to the very foundations of our faith. My challenge to you today is that you, like Pastor Chris, would root yourself in God's immutability, meaning that you find yourself trusting and anchoring your hope in who God is yesterday, today, and forever. That's what we are told to do through Scripture. That's where we find our hope and our joy and our peace and our comfort, no matter what the circumstances are. And I know that you too will be able to persevere no matter how difficult the circumstances in life may be. And I promise you that as you do that and you don't hide it, that it will be a testimony to your friends, your neighbors, coworkers, family members. And through that, you can share your faith in Jesus Christ. Let that be a challenge to you and to me, that we root ourselves in the hope and the nature and the character of Jesus, so that we too can be a testimony of who God is. May God bless you.